Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
Brent reached $110 per barrel last week, but this morning is back at $103. What has been driving this move?
Well, to some extent, it's the same story as every month end, and that is due to the downward sloping nature of the curve and the fact that the front contract rolled on Friday. So that was the September contract that expired, and the front contract is now the October contract, which was $6 per barrel lower on Friday at the close when the September contract had its last trading day. So it's best really to concentrate on the October contract and see what that has been doing over the last few days. And that rallied up to $107 per barrel on Friday. But as you say, it's down to $103 this morning. And I think a lot of that really has been driven by equity markets and the really risk appetite in asset markets. So last week we had the news that the Fed was going to increase by 75 basis points, which was expected. But crucially, the Fed chairman, Powell, did not make any commitment to further rate hikes. He said that the Fed is no longer going to provide a clear guidance on path and that the policy rate will be determined on a meeting basis, depending upon how the data develops. And that led to a relief in equity markets that we weren't going to maybe have quite such an aggressive path of rate hikes from now on. And that prompted the S&P 500 to jump through 400 and crude rallied sharply last week as well. That rally really continued into the end of the week. But this morning, so as well as this contract roll, we've also had disappointing manufacturing data from China. Stocks are a bit weaker, and so that oil has come down a bit as a consequence.
There's an OPEC Plus meeting on Wednesday. What do you think will come out of that?
Well, OPEC Plus are now going to be looking forward to September. But of course, the cuts that they originally introduced as a consequence of COVID were unwound early. So really, there is nothing determined for September. And so the market, I think, will be looking to see whether OPEC are going to announce some new strategy on how things will proceed from there on. If they do announce some strategy for going forwards, then, of course, it'll depend on what that strategy is, whether they're going to continue adding crude or whether they're going to essentially stay on hold. If they don't announce any long-term plan, then the market's really going to take its steer from what they do announce for September. So again, if they announce an increase in output, then the market may start to assume that their strategy is going to be continue to do that. Or on the other hand, maybe they'll say they'll leave things as it is. We'll have to wait and see, ultimately. There was a meeting over the weekend between the Saudi energy minister and the Russian deputy PM Novak, but we don't really know what came out of that, though. But clearly, they would have been talking about the cooperation and the upcoming OPEC Plus meeting. But the elephant in the room, as always, is going to be the fact that members are generally behind production limits. And will they address that and whatever their plans are for going forward? I think it's unlikely that they'll be able to find a compromise that allows them to redistribute those unused limits, particularly because Russia is not going to give up its limits. But I suppose they could reach essentially the same outcome by increasing everybody's limits, knowing that only Saudi Arabia and the UAE in particular will be able to increase output. So that would achieve the same effect. So we'll have to wait and see, really.
And what are the sensitivities of the market around the OPEC Plus meeting?
Well, on the downside, we've got the levels to look out for of 100, the psychologically important level, and also the 200-day moving average, which is just a bit below that at 98.30. On the upside, we've got last week's high at 110, also the 100-day moving average at around the same level, and a little bit above that, the 50-day moving average at $112 per barrel. So I think the market might well be surprised if OPEC did agree to lift output, and particularly if it announced some plan that it was going to continue lifting output over the coming months, really because it seems so unlikely that's going to happen. So I think that would be a surprise to the market, but it's really very unclear, I think, quite what OPEC is going to do.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.